Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
On Tuesday, former Manchester United defender Rio Ferdinand called for the Premier League season to be declared null and void in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. However, ESPN's Craig Bolley believes that the EPL has bigger problems than dealing with whether or not Liverpool should be declared champions. Let's take a listen.
Is he saying that from a Manchester United perspective or from a football perspective? Because, you know, we've seen some of these ex-Man United players in particular have been grating at the fact how well Liverpool have done this season. But if it's from a purely perspective of what we're facing at the moment, the trials and tribulations, the huge problems that the world is facing, and if it's from that perspective, I could understand that. Look, we don't know where we're going to be in a month's time. We don't know where we're going to be in a day's time, a week's time, never mind a month's time, Dan. So I think it's sit and wait and see at the moment. But I think the way it's looking just now, it is hard to fathom how they're going to get the remaining games, 9 or 10 for some clubs, into the Premier League and into the rest of this season. I mean, if you look at pushing it back, you may look at pushing it back all the way through July. If they could maybe get it to the end of July and finish it then, which is obviously, you know, people are talking about the end of June. I don't think that's going to happen. If you're looking at the end of July, then it gives you a little bit more leeway before you have to make a decision. Then you're looking at least having the whole of August off and you're starting the season a little bit later. But I still think you could condense next season in properly within that time frame. I think once it goes beyond July, and I know there are other implications about, you know, Champions League qualification and all that, you know, pre-qualification, there are other things that needs to be played. But I think once it goes beyond the boundaries of July, end of July, I think we have a major, major issue here. And I think it's a huge, in a football parlance, Dan, not in a what we're facing at the moment, but in a football parlance, yeah, is it a big shame for Liverpool, particularly with the amount of years that there's gone with them not winning the Premier League and with them having such a great season up until when it was stopped, to potentially not have the season finish from a football point of view is a huge blow.
But say we can't finish, say this continues, as of course it well could do, you've got to just give Liverpool the title, haven't you? You can't just void the thing.
Well, the trouble is giving Liverpool the title is arguably the easiest job out there, because whilst technically it hasn't happened, they're going to win it. Now, how do you face the other issues? Who's going to get the Champions League spots? You can't just hand them out at the moment, because that's all we had to talk about before this global pandemic came along, because the Champions League spots were the only thing, and relegation, that were keeping the season sort of bubbling. So who goes down? You've got teams from the Championship and leagues below, who, by the way, more importantly, could be facing such financial problems with the layoff and not potentially getting to the Premier League. It's got so many other issues that you have to think about. You know, promotion from the Championship, what's going to happen there? Relegation from the Premier League, what's going to happen there? Who's going to take the European spots? What's going to happen there? The easiest call of all is Liverpool to win the title, because that was going to happen anyway. The rest of it, I have got no idea what they're going to do about it.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.